All right, guys, happy Wednesday. First and foremost, a reminder to you all that I am still in London, so there may be a few tricky audio issues because we are not, of course, in our usual studio, so please bear with us. Jumping into the question of the day, though, guys, how do you know if your child is trans? Think about that. It's a big question. We're hearing this now that your child can just wake up one day and decide that there's something else. And so I want to take you through an all-important checklist because for all you know, your child, you're listening to this, he or she might be something else. Plus, later on in the show, we're going to talk about Jazz Jennings again because she has issued a scathing response to me and Ben Shapiro. Oof, I am feeling the sick burn right now. All that and more today coming up on Candace Owens. It's a big question. How do you know if you're kid, your child is trans? Obviously, this is now a huge cultural debate. People that are sharing a lot of stories about the moment that they knew, the moment that they looked at their precious child and realized that, in fact, they were born in the wrong body and they were the opposite gender. And they realized they had to help them achieve becoming the opposite gender. And so I gathered some of these reasons because I do realize that there is a common denominator, and I'm hopeful that it can help you if you're watching the show and you have young children like I have. So first and foremost, we have this woman. This woman is speaking out against a bill that would ban pediatric gender mutilation in Louisiana. So she decided to testify in front of a Louisiana House of Representatives against that bill, known as House Bill 463. And she just shared her personal story. She shares that she knew that her daughter was actually a son because of her food choices when she was a baby. Take a listen.
Had anxiety and would never sleep, and we couldn't figure out what the problem was. We took him to specialists and neurologists, and he had brain scans trying to figure out why he couldn't sleep. Then as he grew, he got to sleeping, but his food choices were odd. They were always like green vegetables, raw green vegetables, which, if you know kids, most kids don't like to eat those things. And then the precocious puberty. All of those things, once we figured out that he was transgender, when he came to us and told us that he was transgender, when we went back and realized that the pattern of everything that he had experienced as a child, including eating green vegetables because that boosts testosterone, were just methods of his body trying to become who he was meant to be. His brain does not match his physiology.
So there you have it. I mean, I don't know about the rest of you, but I have questions. I mean, when my baby did not sleep, my son did not sleep, I never thought to pause myself and ask if whether or not as an infant he was experiencing anxiety because he was in the wrong body. And maybe my son actually wanted to be a girl. I mean, every parent ever goes through a baby that won't sleep, a toddler that won't sleep. But this woman realized that it was a sign that actually her son might in fact be a daughter. But if that didn't sell you, let's not forget that something even more serious happened. Her daughter liked vegetables, which is extremely concerning to me because I too have a 10-month-old baby girl who loves vegetables. No matter what I put into her face, she just really genuinely loves food, but she especially does love vegetables. She eats them. My son never did, and she loves them. So maybe I'm just not paying enough attention as a parent to the fact that she may in fact be trying to signal to me that she's in the wrong body, because vegetables, as this woman shared, increase testosterone, and what she's dying for really is testosterone. So I am just so happy that this woman shared her testimony, really showed us how she knew it was that her daughter was actually a boy. Does this sound crazy to you? Well, buckle in, because we're going to get to some more stories of people that recognize that their children were trans. This is another woman who decided to testify against HB 463. A reminder, if this would just ban pediatric gender mutilation, if you want to turn 18 and you want to take a bunch of pills, totally fine, be an adult. But these people are standing up and saying, we cannot do this because children too need to have their puberty blocked. Well, this woman knew when her child was just 18 months old, she knew her daughter too was also a boy. And here is why. Take a listen.
Sure, sorry. I was Christmas shopping for them. They were 18 months old. And I bought one of those toy tool benches. And I was making the joke that, well, when one of them comes to me and says they're a man when they're 18, I can't say I didn't see it coming, just because they kind of did draw to boy toys. And I was just making a joke. But I am so glad I said it out loud, because I have that in my mind now, that at 18 months old, something somewhere was telling me what he knew all along. Sure, of course. Okay. But so when he could start talking, he articulated to me that he was a boy. Mommy, I'm a boy. Mommy, I'm a boy. And both of my kids did mommy, I'm a puppy, all that. It was very different. And we drug our feet on it because what? You know, it's normal to not understand that, obviously. So we saw therapists and we saw doctors, and ultimately we came to know what he has known all along, which is that he really is a boy. He really is. And I will be starting gender-affirming care for him. He's been seeing doctors for years, and it is a very long process. They are very thorough. So now that he is almost 11 and starting puberty, we are discussing puberty blockers. And what that would do, it would prevent him from growing the body of a woman, because I promise you, he's not a woman. He shouldn't be in a woman's body. And honestly, I don't think he could survive if we forced him into it. I really don't. So we will find that care for him. I will go to the ends of the earth if I had to for either of these children. And we'll probably just go to New York, not the ends of the earth, but if this bill passes. So please don't make us travel for doctor's appointments.
Did you hear that, guys? Don't pay attention to the fact that she sounds completely unhinged and she's talking very quickly and very in a very concerning manner, which makes me implicitly not trust her or believe that she's a stable individual. But she said some really important things here that I want to slow down. She knew that her daughter was in fact a son when she was 18 months old because she liked to play with boy toys. And now I am shooketh to my core, because I have a 10-month-old daughter, and she too plays with boy toys. When my son, who is 2 years old, has his toys around, she gravitates towards them. She tries to get on his bike. She plays with his tools. Clearly, this is a clear sign that she is trying to signal to me, first and foremost, she's eating the vegetables. She's eating the vegetables. My daughter eats the vegetables. She likes to play with her older brother's toys. The logical conclusion, completely logical conclusion, is that she therefore must be a boy. So this woman is deciding that she's going to start her now 11-year-old on puberty blockers, something that we do know deforms the body. When they are sustained on the body for a long time on these puberty blockers known as Lupron, which is also given to pedophiles to castrate them in prison, they will never be able to become sexually productive in their lives. But that's all fine with her, because at some age, I'm assuming she was a toddler, her daughter looked up at her and said, "Mommy, I'm a boy," and that is all that it took for this mother to believe that, in fact, the child that she had, the once 18-month-old that played with boys' toys, must obviously be trying to scream to them that they are, in fact, a boy. The other thing that she says is that her other children, when they were that age, when they became toddlers, said, "Mommy, I'm a puppy." And so I have questions. Is she also going to transition her remaining children, which are humans, into puppies? I hope that she's beginning that process, because clearly, if we should add credence to everything that toddlers say, if her other children tried to express the fact that they were puppies, it would follow that she should also travel across state lines or to the ends of the earth, as she put it, to help her other children transition into animals. Does that sound crazy to you? Because I'm recognizing this theme throughout these individuals that support these transitions. For example, some pop culture ones. Charlize Theron, I liked her very much in movies. She adopted a son, and his name is Jackson, a young Black boy. And then we started realizing that Jackson was wearing dresses. And when she spoke out about this, she said that one day Jackson looked up at her when he was in the tub and said, "I am not a boy." I don't know, maybe he said he was a dolphin, he said he was a mermaid. I have babysat for little girls that say they are mermaids. And yet Charlize Theron knew in that moment that it therefore must be true, and she is now dressing up her young adopted black son, Jackson, in dresses. Now, personally, me, being a sane individual, would say that she should have the child removed from her care, because people that abuse children take them out of foster care and take them out of adoptive care to abuse them, in my opinion, should be in prison. But no, she's being applauded and she's being celebrated for listening to her very sensible three-year-old, the same kinds of people that tell us that they're puppies and that they're Batman and that they're Superman and that they're fish should be listened to when they tell you that they are of the opposite sex. And so she has begun that transition process for Jackson. So I've recognized that there is, in fact, a common denominator. If you are like me and you are at the edge of your seat wondering whether or not your 10-month-old, your 18-month-old, your 3-year-old, your 6-year-old, your 11-year-old, your any year old below the age of 18 may, in fact, be the opposite sex. If you're sitting here and you have that thought, is my child trans? Let me tell you what I know for a fact. No, but you are mentally unwell. You are not a mentally sound individual. You are not somebody that should be in the care of children. And that is a way bigger mountain for you to scale. If you want to help your child, you should help yourself. I'm serious. Check into a clinic and examine why it is that you believe that any individual can transition their sex, transition their gender, or transition their species. You need help, not the children that are in your care. And that's all I'm going to say about that. There are a lot of things not to like about tech giants, but what can you actually do about it when you rely on so many of their products? We don't all have $44 billion to go buying up Twitter. The good news is you don't need to be a billionaire to take a stand. For less than $7 a month, you can join me and fight back against big tech by using ExpressVPN. Big tech companies make their money by tracking your searches, your video history, and everything that you click on, and then selling your personal data. ExpressVPN helps you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That's why I use ExpressVPN on all of my devices to make it much more difficult for them to exploit my data for their own profits. And the best part is how easy it is to use the ExpressVPN app. I just tap one button on my phone or computer to turn it on, and that's all it takes to keep people out of my business. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/Candace today. That's expressvpn.com/Candace, and you can get 3 extra months free. expressvpn.com/Candace. Okay, now it's time for some topic du jour. All right, so Jazz Jennings has responded to me, and ouchie, it hurts. It really, really hurts. So to remind you of who Jazz Jennings is and who and why we covered her on this show, obviously, I always speak out against child abuse. And Jazz Jennings was such an unbelievable cultural example of child abuse, TLC putting her onto the network. Essentially, it was conducted, it was a cultural, a neo-Frankenstein experiment. And I don't say this to be mean to Jazz Jennings. I'm saying it because that's exactly what it was. We experimented, American society watched as this young girl had her private parts experimented on. The doctor tells you it's the first time we've ever done these things. Just to remind you what Jazz Jennings lived through, take a look at this compilation.
I started the puberty blockers at age 11 and hormones when I was 12.
She's one of the first to have undergone complete pubertal suppression and lack of growth of the skin and other tissues, which we rely on as surgeons to do this operation. I was just not expecting her to have a complication as severe as what she did have.
The wounds were definitely separating, and she formed like a blister. Like, it's almost like a blood blister.
As we were getting her onto bed, I felt something go pop. And when I looked, the whole thing had just split open, so.
The dehiscence on the outside, it was bad. She really was under so much tension that it created these large wounds. So we took a little bit of a skin graft from the other side of her groin, which we didn't use before, and I just put that in over the open wounds, repacked the vagina, and we covered everything up, and let the skin recover as much as it can.
Skin grafts don't always work, and if that happens, then we would probably just do the skin grafts again.
Let me just take a picture too. Poor thing, you could be a porn star for all the photos you're taking. I have some concern that we can get enough mobility of the tissues that we can make the labial structures look convincing.
You know, I really thought after this third surgery that everything would be smooth sailing, but now there's this whole hiccup. My pee stream is not quite going out in the right direction, and just recently, I've been experiencing less clitoral sensation. I feel like I've already lost the aesthetics, you know? Hopefully after this revision, it'll look good once it heals, but if I lose some of my sensation and nerve endings, I might never experience an orgasm.
Every single child who was, or adolescent who was truly blocked at Tanner stage two has never experienced orgasm. I mean, it's really about zero.
So there you have it. And that's why I refer to this as Neo Frankenstein. Obviously, Jazz Jennings had his penis removed for everybody to watch and to view on television and to gawk at, because these sorts of things had never been done before. Jazz Jennings is the first person to go through with these puberty blockers. Oh my God, it's amazing. It's a freak show. Everybody tune in once a week to be able to watch this. And what did we learn? Well, a blood blister formed where his penis used to be. We know that Jazz Jennings suffered these wounds. They had to use skin grafts. And again, nobody intervened. Nobody said this is absolutely wrong for us to be watching. And what can we do to help this child get away from his abusive parent? So of course, I covered this on my show because we need to talk about this. We need to talk about the dark turn that culture has taken, where we are quite literally looking at people like as if they are carnival acts, looking for more and more extreme examples, what people are willing to do for fame and for profit, as Jazz Jennings' mothers did. And Jazz Jennings got wind of this video that I did and decided to respond to not just me, but to also Ben Shapiro. Take a listen.
The person that a lot of people look up to,
her name
is Candace Owens, and this is what she had to say about you and your gender-affirming care.
My five-year-old came up to me and explained that actually he wants to be a girl, and that was all it took. What does that signal to you?
It wasn't all it took. I didn't just say I want to be a girl and poof, we began the transition. No, it was a process. I had to work with medical professionals. I had a therapist who confirmed that I had gender dysphoria, and it was really not an overnight decision. In fact, it wasn't even a decision at all. It was me marching to the beat of my drum, being my authentic self at a young age, knowing who I am, and everyone just embracing me. I was persistent, consistent, and insistent. I showed my mom that this wasn't just a phase, but that I was intent on living my life as a girl, and that was who I was, and she listened to me. She didn't force me to be anything. She didn't abuse me in any way. Instead, she heard me and said, "My child is hurting. My child is not able to be their true authentic self. How could I help her?" And all she did was embrace me. She didn't encourage me, she didn't force me, but she embraced me and followed my lead. I'm very blessed that I was able to avoid male puberty. I'm very blessed that I was able to develop as a woman. I've always wanted boobies and I got my boobies, so I am happy with my body. I am proud to be me, and I just, you know, me saying that right here, right now, should be enough. Enough to dispel all of the misconceptions, enough to dispel all of the hatred. I am me, and I just want to be embraced for who I am.
Or did they push Jazz to openly identify in that direction? Because Jazz was a small child, a very, very small child. All this is incredibly disturbing. Thinking about disturbing things, you know, here's a disturbing one for you. You're going to die. Head on over to policygenius.com/Shapiro and get started with the problem.
Jazz, what do you think about Mr. Ben Shapiro, famous Ben Shapiro, talking about your story and then right in the middle of it, advertise life insurance and monetize off your experience and then say your parents are abusers?
People like him are the problem, not trans people. To promote life insurance after saying that, you know, my parents were abusers and that I was a young child and I didn't know what I was talking about, we don't know what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. It's not like you really care about my life or the lives of the LGBTQIA+ community, so why are you promoting life insurance in the middle of a video talking about us? Like,
boy,
for
bye.
Real now, boy, bye. My parents have never abused me in any way whatsoever, and I'm here saying that now. I love my parents. I love them so much.
And and I am Jazz. This person was born in 2000. This person is a boy, and was transitioned by his parents when he was a very, very young kid.
It's almost like comedic at this point. I've been watching these videos over and over again, and it's just not for these people to define me and tell me who I am. I define myself. I know who I am, and Just shut up and let me be. Let our community be. Let us thrive, you know? Why do you have to bring us down? Why do you care so much? It's just so annoying and so stupid. They don't know my life and my personal business, and I'm here saying right now that I have no regrets when it comes to my transition. I am proud to be me. So for people to jump to that conclusion that I regret my transition, it's just not true. And me saying that right here, right now, should be enough. So give up already. Give up on trying to tear our community down, because you never will. We are going to exist forever. We're always going to be here. And you cannot stop us.
So Josh Jennings has Stockholm Syndrome. My parents didn't abuse me in any way whatsoever. I just literally watched your parents abuse you. I could pull up tons of clips of your parents abusing you. The earlier clip that I show was your mother talking about how she was going to go into your room and dilate the wound where your penis used to be and where they created a pseudo vagina herself if you did not masturbate it to keep it open. If you don't think that's abuse, Jazz, it's because you've been abused for so long that you have begun to love your abusers. I pity you. I feel sad for you, but I offer no apologies for my critiques. You, the little boy by at the end, you are the boy that needs to be told by. And that's all I'm going to say on that topic. Moving on, this was something that made me so happy. So there is an actress named Evangeline Lilly, and she stars in Ant-Man and the Wasp. And she posted something to Instagram, which never happens. Anybody that is in Hollywood obviously must necessarily be on the left and must necessarily support gender transition and the trans agenda, or else be eaten by the mob. Well, Evangeline has decided to speak out about something that she is seeing in society that she thinks is wrong. And it is a tremendously conservative perspective and one that I share a lot on this show. Evangeline wrote, "Why are we only applauding masculinity in women and villainizing it in men? And why are we only applauding femininity in men and debasing it in women? Why can't we just allow for all of it? Why do we feel the need to vilify a man wearing kicker boots, driving a pickup truck, who's not afraid to punch someone in the face, but if they were a woman, they would be the epitome of cool? Why is a man who loves makeup, cries easily, and stays at home to tend to the domestic responsibilities valiant, but a woman who does the same is pathetic?" Ah, Evangeline, you have stumbled upon what I have been saying for years, which is that they encourage men to act like women, while at the same time they encourage women to act like men. And they get angry when a man acts like a man. They want a man to have his tail in between the legs. They want a man to be especially effeminate. They want him to wear makeup. They want him to put on nails. And they say, that's amazing. That's strength. That's the ultimate masculinity when it is anything but. But when you see real men, like you said, that drive around in a pickup, real men that are leading their households, they immediately attack it and they say it's wrong and they say it's backwards. And they strangely try to correlate it to racism. These are white men, rednecks, and this all needs to be erased. And that is because if you are actually wanting to know the answer to your question, Evangeline, it is because ultimately what we are seeing in our society is a repeat attack on the family via many different leftist cults. At their core, what they want to do is disrupt the family, because a solid family, a nuclear family, stands in the way of the state and full omnipotence, right? What better way to fracture the family unit than to pervert gender roles, to tell women that they shouldn't be raising their children, that they need to climb the ladder? Don't have children until you're 40. Oh, you can't have any children? Well, that's too bad. At least you have your career to hug at night. Telling men that they shouldn't lead their households, that they should be more effeminate, pushing for individuals to identify as either lesbian or gay. What does that do? It perverts the family unit. It means that you won't have children. You don't have mom, dad, and a brother and a sister sitting around the family table talking about these topics, raising strong children that are attached to their family and not attached to the state. Once you recognize that, when you start with this question of why, you will realize it everywhere. You will realize that everything the left pushes for, even the climate change lobby, is an attack on family, because what they tell those children who are behind Greta Thunberg and who are skipping school and talking about how the world is going to end in 10 years, they tell those children in classrooms that it would be irresponsible for them to go on and start a family because the planet's going to be dead in 10 years. Agree to only have one child. It is incredible. Once I began looking and I began asking those questions, you do realize that what is happening is a state-sponsored attempt to attack the nuclear family unit, which is exactly what conservatives like myself fight for. Have more babies, keep your families together. Men be men, women be women. Let the women be the CEO of the households. Let the women raise the children and not allow the departments of education to raise your children and pollute their minds to turn them into state soldiers, and let men lead their families properly. And that's all I'm going to say on that topic. As Mother's Day approaches, I want to highlight an organization that cares deeply for mothers, and that's Preborn. Preborn's network of clinics exists exclusively to offer love, life, and support to pregnant women who are feeling scared, alone, and pressured to make the ultimate choice that will not only sacrifice the life of their preborn baby, but take a piece of their own heart. When a distressed mother comes to a preborn clinic, she is welcomed with open arms and is offered a free ultrasound to hear and see the precious life inside of her. The majority of the time, she will choose life.
So Race's father is, he was my mentor. We met working at the shop. I was comfortable being alone with him. I thought we were good friends. I kind of took that as an opportunity to just get to know him on a deeper level. I guess he wasn't interested in that, and he was more interested in the physical aspect of everything. When I found out I was pregnant, he was not okay with that either. He pushed for an abortion, and that's how I came to the clinic. So I felt like the only ones that were really there for me were the women at the clinic, and it actually did empower me and help me. I was late enough to get my ultrasound. Still remember, you know, feeling everything. It was changing. I said I would not get an abortion. So I was gonna raise this baby with or without him. So he said without. I think if I didn't find the clinic, then I probably would have considered abortion. The women there are just so kind, and they're just so genuine. I would not be this strong without the clinic. My dreams now revolve around my son. I want to let people know that it's not over. No matter what age you are, you know, you find out you're pregnant, it's not over. And that there are places to go. And I want the individuals that are involved in the clinic to know how much we are all eternally grateful for everything that they do. If I did abort my son, I would live with many regrets. Now that I have him, I don't think I can be in this world without him. My son saved me. I can honestly say that. Changed my life for the better.
This Mother's Day, you can help bring life to both a mother in need and an at-risk baby. One ultrasound costs just $28, the cost of a dinner to save a life. Five ultrasounds are $140. Every penny goes towards loving mothers and babies, and when you become a monthly sponsor, you will receive pictures and stories of the lives that you help to save. Help me secure my goal of rescuing 10,000 babies. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword, baby. That's #250, baby. Or you can go to preborn.com/Candace. That's preborn.com/Candace. Jumping into this last story, a trans woman, also known as a man, has been cleared of flashing his penis at three women using an Ohio YMCA facility after the judge ruled that the tranny was too fat for his genitals to be visible. This is a real case. I wish I was making it up, but I am not. Darren Glines is his original name. He now goes by Rachel, was found not guilty of three counts of indecent exposure at the facility. And the judge, David McNamee, cleared him after agreeing that the size of his belly meant it would be impossible for anyone to see his penis. I don't even know what to say to this, guys. Welcome to modernity. Welcome to 2023, where you are so fat that I am going to allow you to continue to sexually assault people. I mean, because that's really what's taking place. You have, obviously, several people made complaints that Darren Glines, dating back to 2021, was sitting in the female locker room naked. And obviously, they saw his penis. And this is how this became a case in the first place. But now these women are going to be gaslit. And despite the fact that this is what I say, if you want to talk about the worst aspects of the trans agenda, is that it allows pedophiles and perverts to fly under the banner and to fly under the radar, because they say, oh, I'm just in here exposing my genitals because I'm actually a woman. And it's because you get off on it, okay? If multiple women are making this complaint, these women need to be protected. And the fact that they are going through the right channels, that they are following these complaints, that they are taking this to judges only to have their concerns dismissed, is the misogyny that people claim exists in our society being blatantly ignored where it actually exists. It is taking place in locker rooms. It is taking place in female sports where women are being told they have to compete with male swimmers, that if they don't like seeing their junk too bad, they're a bigot. We no longer protect women in any spaces because we are essentially saying that the feelings of a man are more important than the reality of a woman, right? In reality, a woman is seeing a man with his penis out in a locker room. The feelings of that man are being put in the forefront, though, and they're saying, well, he feels like a woman, so too bad. Shame on this judge. This was the absolute wrong decision, I will assume, without looking at the details, that this judge leans to the left. An absolute abomination, and why we have to fight this at every manner that we can, in every circumstance that we can, we have to fight this ideology. All right, guys, now I'm going to get into some of your comments from episodes past. First and foremost, you guys loved that video, my airport encounter of that mentally ill young woman who tried to punch a police officer and then claimed to have Tourette's, because why not? You can do anything now and then say, I'm the real victim of my mental illness. I'm the victim. Sorry if my penis is in your face. I'm the victim because I was born in the wrong body. This girl tried to punch a officer 3-4 times and then said, I have Tourette's, as if having Tourette's, which is actually something that people suffer from, automatically means that you're violent. I mean, what an insult to people that have Tourette's. Tennessee Girl 79 said, I'm proud of you, Candace. Not that I'd expect anything less. What we need is more people standing up to these entitled brats and woke idiots. I have a friend with Tourette syndrome, and that is not how they behave. Nobody with Tourette's thinks about being TikTok famous. That is correct. Before she began all of this, she said, I'm going to be TikTok famous, to the police officer, and calmed down. Suddenly, her mental illness seemed to get into check when I yelled at her. And we need more public shame. I'm a big believer in public shame, and I'm glad that you guys got to see the circumstance happen, because just so you know, I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. I am the number one Karen in society. I go around and I shame people perpetually in public because the way that they behave, especially at airports, there's just no decorum. It needs to be shamed. More shame, guys, not less of it. The Five Birds writes, my oldest son, 30 years old, has Tourette's, and he has never behaved like this. He is extremely smart and polite, no mental illness, has a 3.8 GPA. She does not appear to be a person with Tourette's. Usually, when a person with Tourette's has an outburst, some people have it worse than others, they also lose control of their body and spasm with cursing, just throwing out my knowledge here. That's actually the first thing that I thought when somebody said, do you think she actually had Tourette's? I said, no, there were no body spasms. And that is obviously when you have Tourette's, you do have body spasms. She had absolutely none. Unless you're going to say her trying to punch the police officer was a spasm, it obviously wasn't. She was conscious of what she was doing, especially turning around to me and saying, oh, you're black. Shouldn't you like this? I called him a pig. He's a police officer. This is learned behavior from TikTok. She has a TikTok disorder, not Tourette's, in my view. Next couple of comments were pertaining to my video on Jordan Neely, an individual who was incidentally killed on a subway, who was attacking routinely. By the way, it's now come out that he had assaulted a person that I think that was 67 a few weeks before. He had a warrant out for his arrest. He had 44 arrests over the last 10 years. Why are these people allowed to walk on the streets? Of course, they should be in prison, or as I have suggested, in an insane asylum. Michelle Hahn writes, I live in a red state. I have an adult son with paranoid schizophrenia. For our safety and the safety of others, we documented his threats and are able to have him under court-ordered inpatient psychiatric care. It is absolutely the hardest, most loving thing we can do for him and for those that he may hurt. I wouldn't want for anyone to be in a position of needing to defend themselves from him. I'm grateful that in this horrible situation to live in a state that has common sense laws to protect its most vulnerable citizens. I couldn't agree more with that, Michelle. You were absolutely doing the right thing. People that have mental illness, we cannot expect that people who are well need to just deal with people who are mentally unwell, constantly threatening us and killing us. This makes me think of that recent case, which you guys may or may not be following, of that young girl in Arizona who just got killed on a hiking trail. A psychopath ran up behind her, stabbed her 15 times, and she was found dead on the trail the next day. And it turns out, of course, that he had a very long arrest record of many assaults. And because he's a black male and she's a white female, there aren't going to be any protests that take place outside, right? Because when white people are killed by crazy black people, for whatever reason, it's perfectly fine. But when a white person does the right thing, as the Marine who took out Jordan Neely did, and he didn't even attempt to kill him, suddenly there are protests and saying, no, we need to have more rights for mentally well people. No, we have too mentally unwell people. No, we have too many rights for insane people. It absolutely infuriates me that it is allowed to keep going on. Stop asking me to be more compassionate. Get your crazy under control. Kim Zeiger writes, I was just talking to my 11-year-old granddaughter about the need for shame. Without shame, society is lost. Thank you for taking a stand. You are welcome. You can always count on me to shame people. I will continue to do that because people need to be shamed. And lastly, Captain Hindsight. What a great name on YouTube, Captain Hindsight. He writes, I think you can still feel bad for someone without defending them. Yeah, I do. I feel bad for the Marine and I defended him. I did both, actually. So all I can say for Jordan Neely is any person that goes around threatening to throw people on the tracks and assaulting old people is not someone that I feel bad for. I will not feel bad for people that are violent in our society. All right, guys, that is all the time that we have for today. Make sure you click the link in the description and subscribe to the Daily Wire Plus for all of my exclusive content. And be sure to come back tomorrow because there will be a brand new episode. I'll see you then.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.